Since Mission Health's sale to for-profit HCA, the six local legacy foundations have given out about $12 million in grants to 169 organizations. Here's a deeper look at the foundations and the organizations that received those grants. In the great room of Wildcat Cliffs Country Club in Highlands, representatives from 26 organizations were welcomed by the Highlands Cashers Health Foundation in October.
It's such an honor to help host the foundation's inaugural grant awards ceremony.
Highlands Cashers Health Foundation was created after Mission Health's $1.5 billion sale. It is one of six legacy foundations that changed from supporting local hospitals in the Mission system, in this case the Highlands Cashers Hospital, to supporting the community. The legacy foundations are different from Dogwood Health Trust, which is tasked with distributing the profits of Mission Health's sale. Highlands Cashers serves western North Carolina's five westernmost counties, as well as the Koala boundary. The foundation gave out $1.3 million in its first grant cycle. One of the recipients was the Clay County Health Department. Director Stephanie Johnson explains the $95,000 grant they received will help local EMS get equipment to make their ambulances more accessible.
Looking at it from a health equity perspective, it was a great way for us beefing up what we're able to do, especially in emergency situations.
The Highlands Cashers Foundation left the decision to share the funding totals up to each organization. While Johnson shared the grant amount with BPR, six organizations were concerned it would violate the terms of the grant if they spoke with the media. For example, Southwestern Community College received a grant for $70,000 for a new simulation mannequin for the health sciences program. They sent out a press release at the end of September about the grant, but then sent out a retraction. Of the six legacy foundations that have given out funding, only the Western North Carolina Bridge Foundation, formerly Mission Health's Care Partners, released the amounts that each organization received. WNC Bridge focuses on all 18 Western North Carolina counties and awarded $3.3 million to 44 organizations. Meg White, Grants and Gifts Officer at WNC Bridge, explains the choice to disclose all numbers.
We want to be able to let the region know the work that we're doing.
Luke Howe, Executive Director of Amy Wellness Foundation, which focuses on Avery, Mitchell, and Yancey counties, shared his concerns.
We've even told nonprofits they would like to share their dollar amount, then that's fine. We just wouldn't want to put a nonprofit in an uncomfortable position if they were also currently seeking funds.
The Amy Wellness Foundation gave out $2.5 million to 17 organizations. Howe says the largest individual grant was $600,000. It's not uncommon for nonprofits to keep grant funding to themselves, says Brooks Fuller, director of the Sunshine Center at Elon University, which focuses on government transparency. Since the legacy foundations aren't governmental organizations, they are not bound by public meeting laws, explains Fuller.
No, a nonprofit is not necessarily required to disclose everything about its finances, but in this particular situation, it seems like it is good policy to be as open and honest with the people receiving health care in the western part of the state as they possibly can.
North Carolina Attorney General Josh Stein sanctioned the sale of Mission Health after adding in requirements to make sure the Dogwood Health Trust board was open and diverse. He says those rules don't directly apply to the legacy foundations, but he hopes that the groups are working transparently with the community and Dogwood Health Trust.
The left hand needs to know what the right hand is doing. At the end of the day, there are not enough charitable dollars to address all of the pressing health needs of Western North Carolina. I mean, they're just not.
The first round of grants awarded by the six legacy foundations wrapped up this week with an announcement from the Gateway Wellness Foundation, which serves Burke, McDowell, Polk, and Rutherford counties. This is Lily Knepp, BPR News.